Dude, this new bacon, egg, and chicken biscuit from AMPM, total winner, winner, chicken breakfast.
Chicken breakfast? Come on, I think you mean chicken dinner, bro.
Nah, brother. Crispy bacon, fluffy eggs, juicy chicken, and a buttery biscuit? That's the perfect breakfast.
All right, let me try it. Okay, yeah. Totally winner, winner, chicken breakfast. I'm gonna have to keep this right here.
Hey. Make sure every breakfast is a winner with the delicious new bacon, egg, and chicken biscuit from AMPM. AMPM, too much good stuff.
All right, folks, welcome back to Fortitude First, your daily dose of stoic wisdom for navigating this crazy ride we call life. Now, I'm Brandon Cole, and let me tell you, life throws some serious curveballs. Sometimes it feels like the universe is playing a twisted game of dodgeball with our emotions. But guess what? We don't have to be sitting ducks. We can learn to play this game smarter, tougher, more emotionally intelligent. That's right, folks, we're diving deep into EQ today. Emotional intelligence, it's not just some trendy buzzword. It's the secret sauce to success in every aspect of your life. Relationships? Check. Career goals? Double check. Personal well-being? Boom, nailed it. See, EQ is all about understanding your own emotions, reading those of others, and using that knowledge like a superpower. Imagine this. You walk into a room and instantly know who's feeling stressed, excited, or maybe even a little grumpy. Now that's powerful stuff, right? So, here are 5 key takeaways to turbocharge your emotional intelligence. Number 1, become your own emotion detective. Pay attention to how you feel in different situations. What triggers those happy butterflies? What makes you want to hide under the covers? Once you know your emotional landscape, you can start to manage it. Ever felt that sudden rush of anger when someone cuts you off in traffic? Recognize it, acknowledge it, and then choose a response instead of letting that rage take over. Deep breaths, maybe a playful honk, stay cool under pressure. Number 2, active listening is your secret weapon. It's not just about hearing the words, it's about truly understanding the emotions behind them. Look for those nonverbal cues, body language, facial expressions, tone of voice. It's like being a human decoder ring. You're deciphering the whole message, not just the surface-level stuff. Number 3, empathy is your superpower. Put yourself in other people's shoes. Imagine what they're going through, how they might be feeling. This doesn't mean agreeing with them, but it does mean understanding their perspective. It's like building bridges instead of walls, creating connections based on genuine understanding. Number 4, practice self-regulation. This is about managing your emotions, not suppressing them. It's like having an internal thermostat, keeping things balanced and stable. When you feel yourself getting overwhelmed, take a step back, breathe deeply, and find healthy ways to cope. And finally, number 5, learn from every interaction. Every conversation, every encounter is an opportunity for growth. Reflect on how you handled situations, what you learned about yourself and others. This constant self-awareness is the key to becoming more emotionally intelligent over time. Think about that last tough conversation you had. Did you feel like you really understood where the other person was coming from? Were you able to communicate your own feelings clearly and respectfully? Maybe there are some things you could have done differently, or some new insights you gained. That's the beauty of emotional intelligence. It's a journey, not a destination. Now, let me tell you about this time I was stuck in traffic, right? The car in front of me slams on their brakes for no reason, and my inner monologue is like a hurricane of frustration. But then I remember my EQ training. Take a deep breath, observe the situation, and choose my response. So instead of honking and yelling, which would have made things worse, I put on some chill music and used that time to reflect. I even started brainstorming ideas for a new podcast episode. See, emotional intelligence can turn even the most stressful situations into opportunities for growth. So, remember folks, developing emotional intelligence isn't just about being nice, it's about understanding yourself and others on a deeper level, which leads to stronger relationships, better decisions, and a more fulfilling life. Ready to level up your EQ? Start by paying attention to your own emotions and practicing active listening. Engage in conversations with curiosity and empathy. Remember, you've got this. Don't forget to share this episode with someone who could benefit from boosting their emotional intelligence. Let's spread the stoic love and build a more resilient world together. Until next time, stay strong, stay kind, and keep pushing forward.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.